Stark, this is Rick Tidding on Rockford Kelly. R-O-C-H F-O-R-D. That is R-O-C-H F-O-R-D. Kelly. K-E-L-L-Y. Rockford is R-O-C-H-F-O-R-D. Arrows in Robert. Kelly, date of birth is 2/27/76. Date of visit 9/19/22. Please make a copy for Dr. Zeb Shahid. That is Z-E-B Shahid, S-A-S-H-I-D. The next paragraph, chief complaint is shortness of breath with wheezing. Next paragraph, history of an illness. This is a 46-year-old female with a past history for rheumatoid arthritis and psoriasis with chronic paresthesias. Has recently been to the emergency room for abdominal pain and had a CT of the abdomen, which showed wall thickening of the colon and from the splenic flexure to the rectus sigmoid. The patient also had gallbladder wall thickening with contraction of the gallbladder. And there was a under 6 millimeter nodule in the right lower chest, and apparently she has had the previous chest CT, which showed a 3 millimeter nodule, but we don't have the previous CT for comparison. The patient has not had any recent chest CT. She denied any cough, hemoptysis, fever, or night sweats. Next paragraph, past history includes history for rheumatoid arthritis, peptic ulcer disease, history of psoriasis, and chronic paresthesias. She has had breast augmentation surgery and appendectomy, and cervix malignancy. And a previous history for colitis. She has anxiety. Denies any history for asthma, but has had cough with wheezing. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient smoked one pack per day for 30 years and continues to smoke. No significant alcohol use. Next paragraph. Can you mention in the passage? Passage also includes two LEAP procedures, LEAP, L-E-E-P, LEAP procedures. Next paragraph, family history. Both parents are alive and in good health. Denies any family history of autoimmune disorders or diabetes or hypertension. Next paragraph, system review of the patient has fatigue, no weight loss. She has wheezing, coughing spells, shortness of breath. It says nausea, heartburn, abdominal pains, and black stools. She has no chest or jaw pain. And she has urinary frequency and nighttime awakenings. She has joint pains, muscle stiffness, denies headaches, seizures, and numbness of the extremities. She does have skin rash with itching. Next paragraph. Physical exam, this. Can you mention medication list included Cimzia injections, monthly 400 milligrams. Methotrexate 2.5 milligram tablet, 6 tablets a week. Prednisone 5 milligrams a day. Next paragraph. Physical exam, this averagely built middle-aged white female is alert, no acute distress. Blood pressure is 130 by 70. Pulse is 80, respirations are 16. And temperature 97.3. And weight 110. HANT norms, phallic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucosa injected. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, no lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with distant breath sounds and occasional wheeze scattered. Heart sounds regular, sort of S2. No murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, without masses, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no cup tenderness. Reflexes are 1 plus. There are no gross motor or sensory deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Next, paragraph, impression number one. Right lung nodule etiology undetermined. Number two is reactive airways disease and chronic cough. Number three is history of rheumatoid arthritis. And number four is colitis. Number five is nicotine dependency. Okay. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch. Also advised to get a CT chest with contrast and advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. The patient will also use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN. Her labs were reviewed and her hemoglobin was 13.1 with a white count of 7.0. And the other blood chemistry was unremarkable. The patient will come back for a follow-up in 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Previous chest CTs will be requested for comparison. Thank you for this consultation.